Proclamation number 4945 of 4th of August, 1950. Source of life. Holy Communion. Flesh and blood. You should always and constantly draw from the source of life, and you'll never lack the strength to ascend. What you are offered is nourishment for your soul, which you urgently need on your path through life, and therefore you should not let your soul go hungry by indifferently passing it by when I want to feed you at my table. I will give you bread and wine to strengthen your soul, and my table of gifts is always laid for hungry earthly wanderers who want to be my guests. I feed them and give them drink and let no one go from me unsated who wants to be refreshed by me. But I don't force anyone who resists me to accept my gift, yet I advise him not to pass by the gift of life which opens up the most delicious things on earth to him. He should keep still for a while during his walk and think about whether his strength will suffice until the end of the path if he does not accept strengthening when it is offered to him. For he will bitterly regret it if he sinks down before the end and can no longer rise to continue the path. You humans all need strengthening, for it is not the body that should reach its aim but the soul. You certainly provide abundantly for the body, but you leave the soul in want, and if a source of life opens up for it, it rushes past and you weaken it so that it cannot fulfill its earthly task of developing upwards, for what it lacks cannot be given to it by the world, but only I can hand it the nourishment, the bread from the heavens, which alone gives it strength on the path upwards. The nourishment I give it is my word, which is conveyed to it from above through my love. Anyone who accepts my word within himself will receive much strength and effortlessly be able to cover the ascent, for my word is such effective nourishment and such life-awakening drink that the human being no longer knows any weakness and is filled with strong will to reach me, who stands at the end of the path and stretches out my hands towards him in longing love for all my living creations. And thus my love is constantly intent on conveying the strength to the earthly children which can only be imparted to them through my word. I constantly want to offer them my word, my flesh and my blood, because they have to receive me myself in order to come close to me. Because without me they cannot descend and therefore I bring myself close to them in my word so that they will become blissfully happy. 4th of the 8th, 1950. No externally perceptible act is necessary in order to let me be present, for the human being will only ever hear my word if he quietly listens within himself. Thus he will only be fed by me with nourishment for the soul if he mentally establishes an intimate connection with me which enables him to hear my word, and this intimate connection requires no external sign, no ceremony and no visible action. An open heart is all I require in order to let the flow of grace of my love flow in order to truly feed and water the human being. Because his soul needs strengthening and I reward the intimate connection with me by expressing myself in the word. My word is the manna which comes from heaven, my word is the pledge of my love, for the only path to me is love, which is taught to everyone through my word. My word is both a means and an end, for it leads to me and emanates from me as strength so that it helps the human being to ascend. The word proves me who is without beginning and without end, who manifestly makes myself known, thus giving my flesh and blood to all those who want to accept it from me. And all of you shall feast on my gift of grace, all of you shall hunger and thirst for my dress, all of you shall desire to be fed by me and you'll always receive bread and wine. I will always invite you to supper and provide you as my guests with everything you need for body and soul. and your soul will never ever need to go hungry if the spring from which the living water flows has been opened up to it. Amen.